Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin, hanging out with you on this Tuesday. Tennessee headed to Gainesville this weekend to take on the Florida Gators, one of the biggest rivalries in college football, and Vols off to a 2-0 start. Gators at 1-1, and the Vols hoping to get that dub down in Gainesville. A guy that was a part of a lot of those games back in the day, Heath Shuler, VFL, former Vols quarterback, is on the line with us. Heath, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Do you still, even though I know it's been a while since you played in these games, do you still get the same feelings on Florida Week that you used to?
There is nothing like the Florida Week, especially when you're headed to the swamp. It's a great feeling. I just remember those days of going out to practice and you know, trying to completely be focused in the on the practice, and you know, but in the back of your mind, you're thinking this is going to be one of those showdown games, and you know, the team that has the ball last will win. And you know, it seems to be that way with, you know, it could be, you know, a high scoring game, or you know, we could go in there and run the ball and they could play good defense. And you know, if I think at the end of the day, the best team that focuses during this week of practice is going to win the game.
Yeah, and look, you mentioned going to Gainesville, and unfortunately it's been a while for Tennessee since they've gotten the win in Gainesville. But with what you've seen out of Josh Heupel's team in the first 2 weeks, what gives you confidence that they can go down to the swamp and get the victory?
Well, I think the team's in a good spot. I mean, you know, last week's performance was probably not where the offense or the defense would like for it to have been. Sometimes it's hard to get up for a lower-ranked team and give a lot of credit to Austin Peay. They come to play. They were prepared. I think they had a really good scheme against both our offense and defense. And their players laid it on the line. So I don't foresee that being the case this week with our team. I think they're going to be focused. Seems that they've already had two good days of practice, and my expectations are really high that we're going to perform extremely well Saturday.
We're talking to Heath Shuler this morning here on 102.5 The Game. And Heath, thanks for joining us. And I got to ask, you know, with watching that Josh Heupel offense, has a quarterback, would you have liked to have run that offense? Because I know back in the day you loved to take off running. That game at Georgia in 92 was one of the most amazing games from a quarterback I'd ever seen. How would you think you would do in a hot offense like Heupel's today?
Well, I wish I was a part of the offense. It's, I think, not only his ability to get rid of the ball fast and you're kind of the point guard, if you will, on a football team. You know, you're a fast break, being, you know, high intensity, getting up to the ball, running a lot of plays. You know, just that intensity level that offense brings, and then the ability to be able to allow a quarterback to run, that would have been a dream come true for me.
Yeah, it's just to see that the ball go down the field and just, you know, hurry up and go and go and go. I want to say, when you played for two head coaches who coach against Florida, Coach Majors and Coach Fulmer, what was their approach like to this game? Because I know they'll all tell you that, you know, it's just another game on the schedule, but we all know, Heath, it's not just another game on the schedule.
You know, that's always what coaches say, right? That's the thing they're supposed to say. But you can always tell the intensity that they have and the focus. And, you know, I mean, the added time. I mean, I saw Coach Heupel in his interview yesterday, and you could tell he had been up late. He had spent that extra time, and you could tell he was already focused and prepared for what was ahead for Saturday. And, you know, I mean, you can talk that it's only the next game and we're 1-0 and we were just trying to be 1-0 the next game. But the most important thing is, you know, preparing your team. And I think that coaching staff of all the coaching staffs I've seen in a very long time, that coaching staff, they prepare their team and they coach them extremely well. And expectations are extremely high in Knoxville and headed down to – or throughout the whole state, actually. And so just by watching that press interview that Coach Heupel had, you knew pretty quickly that he and his coaching staff is going to prepare the team for the Gators.
We're talking to Heath Shuler, legendary Vols quarterback, here with us on the Chase and Big Joe show. You know, you mentioned that Florida Week was something that, you know, you always got up for and how important it was. When you see this realignment in college football and how much it's changing and some of these historic rivalries, you know, Florida's on the schedule for 2024, but it may not always be on the schedule. How does that make you feel to see all these changes in college football?
Well, I think, you know, as time goes along, there's always changes, and I think the changes are going to be for the best. I think you're going to see two really high powerful conferences in college football. I think it's going to change the dynamics of the game. And, you know, I think only history will tell whether it's a positive or a negative. But once that you're trying to create the best conference in all of sports, and I think the SEC has done that, and they're will continue to do that with the teams that they're bringing in. And when you expand and welcome more teams into the mix, then you may not have that third week in October with Alabama. You may not have that game against Florida or even against Georgia, but you may have an opportunity to play some other schools and get to meet them in a conference championship game or, you know, or in the playoffs. So I think that I'm okay with the expansion, and it only increased the feel of the game when we do get that opportunity. If we've missed playing Florida in a few years and you get the opportunity to play against them, I think that same feeling of going to the Swamp or them coming up to Neyland will be the same for both teams.
Heath, let me ask you this, and I love the history of Tennessee football and history of the SEC. Your first pass, was your first pass, if I remember correctly, and probably wrong, a touchdown pass to Carl Pickens?
No, it wasn't. My first pass was on ESPN on a Thursday night game in Louisville, and there's still probably a divot where I threw the ball to Carl Pickens, and it was short by about 10 feet on a hitch route. So there's probably still a divot in the turf up there that it was not the best throw that I could have, but came back and completed two other passes in the game. But that first throw, I think I was a little excited.
Oh, I'm sure. I remember that game because I think the Vols broke Jeff Brohm's ankle in that game.
That is true. Yeah, that was a very unfortunate. Jeff was an incredible quarterback, and yeah, that was a very unfortunate situation there. That was the time that they introduced Muhammad Ali at the game that day.
So, oh my goodness!
The whole team got to meet Muhammad Ali, so it was a. Yeah, and it was kind of one of those first things when ESPN was playing those Thursday night games. So it was first game of the season. So it was a great opportunity for the Vols.
If somebody asks you and says, "All right, I need to know, what is your favorite or most memorable moment as quarterback of the Tennessee Vols?"
Wow, you know, I would have to say probably the Georgia game in Georgia, my sophomore year, so it was kind of really my first start and having an opportunity to lead the team. And they were, ranked number two or three in the country. And we weren't even in the top 10 and had a really good game there. And we worked together as a team. Our defense come away with a really big play in the fourth quarter, allowed us to, you know, take the ball 80 yards and punch it in for a victory. So, and, you know, that was Coach Former's, you know, big debut too as an interim head coach as well. So it was, it kind of started a new era of Tennessee football.
Heath Shuler is with us. So somebody just texted and wanted me to ask you this, and I've always been curious of it too. Why did you choose 21, a kind of a untraditional number for a quarterback?
Well, I wish I could say that I had something to do with it. Moving from JV football in high school up to varsity, 21 was the lowest number available. So my head football coach just handed me the jersey. I had no option, so it just kind of stuck. Never the next year, he just gave me the same jersey again my sophomore year. And then when I signed the letter of intent on the national day, Coach Cutcliffe came over from UT. He, too, never asked me what jersey number I wanted, but he brought the 21 jersey. And so I guess Max and Fraze in the equipment room, they just decided that was my number, and I've got stuck with it ever since. Love the number. Now my son's he's got the opportunity. He's wearing the jersey now. So it's been a really good it's a unique number, certainly for a quarterback, but it's certainly a blessing to watch my son wear that jersey now.
Heath, what are you doing now these days?
So I run a business consulting firm. So for the last 7 years, we work with anywhere from public relations, government affairs, and do a lot of mergers, acquisitions, and work with private equities and help restructure with companies. So hired a bunch of former executives and CEOs in their field of expertise, and so we Integrated Strategy Group is the name of our company, and so we work all over the world now. So it's been a really good endeavor, and still enjoy a lot of real estate since I moved back to Knoxville as well.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And I guess, you know, you'd give me one more play, right? That's what we all say, all the ex-players, just one more play, right?
We all want one more play, but I don't think I would feel the same as I did.
Right.
Well, Heath, appreciate the time today. Enjoy watching the game this weekend, and we'll see if the Vols can pull it out.
Great, guys. Enjoy your show. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Heath Shuler, legendary Vols quarterback, joining us. And I don't blame him for not going back to Washington either.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no doubt.
He had a couple of stints in Washington with the Redskins. And he did. As a representative.
Look at you. Yeah. Yeah. But for those that remember that 92 game at Georgia, I think there's been a few other times we've seen a quarterback just get beat up and slammed down. I mean, he was a warrior.
Yeah.
He put that football team on his back for the Vols, and they went down there and beat Georgia, ranked in the top 10. And the following week, they had to play Florida, who was ranked also in the top 10. So, you go at Georgia, and Florida comes back home and win those games. And that was an odd year. That's the year that Majors 92. Had the heart attack.
Well, and that I didn't want to bring it up with him because I don't know how much he wants to talk about it. But, I mean, I can't imagine being the starting quarterback during that time, you know, knowing some of the things that were going on.
Right.
You know, behind the scenes with Fulmer and Majors, yep, and, you know, all of that. And then, obviously, the next year in 93, you know, officially it's the Fulmer era.
It is. Right.
So, you know, but that had to be a weird time to be the starting quarterback.
Plus the schedule. I mean, look, at Georgia, Florida, at LSU, then they lost to Arkansas. Alabama won the national championship that year, but Tennessee played them 17-10 in Knoxville.
Like Gene Stallings?
It was.
Okay.
Yep. And with Eric Curry and John Copeland, the defensive line for the Tide were just fantastic. And then the South Carolina game, they lost to Arkansas by a point. And to South Carolina by a point. The South Carolina game is a game I often reference when they went for two at the end, and Heath Shuler was trying to get Mose Phillips, and he caught it at the 2-yard line and didn't get in the end zone. And that could have really turned the season around. They also filmed a movie during that game, Chaser. If you go back and watch a movie called The Program, that was filmed before, during, and after the Tennessee-South Carolina game back in 1992.
Wow. That is an interesting. Yeah, I just pulled up that 92 Alabama roster. That was loaded. Jay Barker.
Who was there's some more linebackers on that team.
Lamansky Hall was on that team.
Lamansky Hall, that's right. So Copeland, Curry, there was a few more people on that defense where that defense was amazing. I think George Teague was on that defense.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could. So I had a when I was in elementary school, I can't remember his name. We had a coach that was like the
Rick Merritt?
No, it wasn't Rick Merritt. He was the PE teacher.
Rick Merritt.
And he played for that team. He has a ring. He like came in with the ring one day because he was on that team and played for Coach Stallings at Alabama.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't play much. I mean, he was on the team. That's right. But he got a ring. So, but yeah, those
were.
You
remember his name at all?
I'm trying to think. I'll think of it during the break.
Was it John?
It was not John. It was I think his last name was Newton.
Oh, Sir Isaac.
Yes, that's
good
it.
Guy.
That's it. That's it. Appreciate Heath Shuler for joining us. We'll do a little bit more of the Vols flavor and the Florida flavor. Chris Doran going to join us tomorrow, former Florida Gator from the SEC Network.
So loaded show tomorrow.
So we'll talk to him, kind of get his thoughts. He knows those games well from back in the day.
Oh yeah.
So we'll talk to him, but more coming next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.